free one.
If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
Rick, join us as we break down the latest news, stories, and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution comes out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race. They're sideways. And it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, back on the airwaves once again, coming at you from Manhattan, Kansas, one more time. Eddie Greer III here with you guys for another post-race edition of the podcast, where we talk about the Gander Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And of course, Cup was off on Father's Day weekend, and hope everyone enjoyed your Father's Day weekend, wherever you might be at. So hope you guys did that. But now we're going back into business right off the bat. Cup was off, and I gotta tell you, Father's Day domination over the weekend, and because of weather in the area over in Iowa on Saturday night, the truck race got moved to Sunday mid-afternoon, which followed by the Xfinity Series race. So Iowa getting the double on one day. Yes, they're supposed to do a doubleheader anyways, but let's just do it on the same day on Sunday, which leads to domination Sunday. But there's a huge asterisk on that. I'll get to that in the segment of tonight's podcast. Big D's here as well. I am pumped up. Why? Because this is going to be a little bit different post-race reaction than normal, because what I saw over the weekend was butt kicking with Ross Chastain, and originally Ross Chastain, and of course Christopher Bell, C-Bell, doing it, getting the job done over there in the Xfinity Series one more time. And speaking of Xfinity, let's just dive right on into it. C-Bell. A battle between the 00 of Cole Custer and Chris Bell, part of the big three in the Xfinity Series here so far this year. And of course, Tyler Reddick in there as well. But this battle belonged to the two cars battling, racing each other hard. But at the end of 250 laps, the 20 car, Joe Gibbs Racing, C-Bell, getting it done, leaving no doubt. And boy, he had the dominant car of the afternoon, leading 186 laps en route to a series-leading fourth win in 19. All I gotta say is, damn, that was... We've seen our share of races where drivers dominate this year, including the Cup Series, Brad Keselowski, what comes to my mind right off the bat, and Joey Logano a couple weeks ago at Michigan. That domination trickled in to the Gander Outdoor Truck Series and the Xfinity Series this past weekend. Christopher Bell putting down the field in this one here, and Cole Custer hit the wall late in this race, but somehow trying to put up a fight late in this race was not able to do that, as Bell clearly ran away from the CircuitCity.com 250 presented by Tamron. Looking at the top 10 here real quick. Starting in the 10th position from Penske Racing, or say Team Penske, Austin Cindric, 10th position there. Michael Annette, this was a home game for him as well. He finished the 9th spot. Johnny Mitchell came home in the 8th position. Chase Briscoe, 7th. Noah Gregson had to rally from issues with his tire early in the race, somehow had a great race car, but had a battle back from a few laps down, finished in the sixth spot. Your top five from this race, Zane Smith, an absolute tremendous job in the 8 Junior Motorsports Chevy. He finished in the top five in the fifth position. Then Harrison Burton did double duty with the trucks earlier in that same day before this race went down. Harrison Burton started 10th. He finished in the fourth position. A couple of top fives for Harrison Burton in his double. So awesome job by Harrison Burton. Your top three, Justin Allgaier, your defending winner from last year, started outside the top 10. He finishes in the third spot. And obviously, we already covered your top two there. Cole Custer, who was en route to winning stage one there before a later caution came out, which had the final caution before the end of stage one. Justin Haley stayed out along with a couple other of the slow cars in the Xfinity Series. And then Bell went up, obviously, past them all. He and Cole Custer both there. Bell sweeping all the stages, getting the victory there in Iowa. And, of course, Christopher Bell, don't forget, he is from Oklahoma. So the Midwest reigns supreme this weekend over there in the Xfinity Series. And of note, you're asking, where did Tyler Reddick finish, boys and girls? Well, he had a rough afternoon in here. Some notables here real quick. Brandon Jones just outside the top 10 in 11th spot. Jeremy Kmetz put down a nice run in the 12th spot. Justin Haley, who stayed out, tried to get a stage win there in the end of stage one. That did not accumulate for him. He finished 13th. Tyler Reddick finished 15th. I'll go back to him in just a second. Shane Lee, who ran well in this race last year, made an appearance in the 28 car, finished 18th. But I want to go back to Tyler Reddick here, finished in the 15th spot, who started in the top five, went backwards because of an issue there, and could not recover. And then that final caution of the afternoon, Noah Gregson was ahead of Tyler Reddick there when the final caution came out. So Tyler Reddick did not get back on the lead lap throughout the rest of this race. So tough break for the two car, who finished in the top 10, I believe, in all these races going in to this race. That streak has come to an end there. And Tyler Reddick still does have a solid lead on Christopher Bell. He came in there with a 69-point advantage, Big D. That's been trimmed to 51 on C-Bell. Cole Custer, a distant third. Justin Allgaier, Austin Cindric there, round out the top five in the regular season points. And then next time, they'll be on track. They're off next weekend. They'll be back on the racetrack, the Camping World 300, June 29th, the final weekend this month on NBCSN. NBC will be taking over after Sonoma, Darrell Waltrip's final broadcast race as a broadcaster. He'll be stepping away. So that will be the end of the era there. But definitely, of course, I'm going to have more thoughts on this next week. But definitely a changing of the guards there for Fox. They have to wait to see who takes Darrell Waltrip's spot in that broadcast booth next year. Obviously, Kevin Harvick is still racing there, so there's no change in that situation. But obviously, we still have a long way to go in the race season to decide all for Fox to decide all of that. But NBCSN will have their first Xfinity race of their portion of the year in the end of this month. C. Bell, guys, continues to put it down. And again, remember last year, he and Justin Allgaier went toe-to-toe in wins. Christopher Bell didn't do a damn thing at Homestead last year, being, I believe, the last car in the Final Four out of the Championship Four, guys, to come across the finish line there. So, had to be disappointing for him. But C. Bell, this is his roots, short track racing at its finest, and putting the field a clinic there in the Xfinity Series, CircuitCity.com 250 from Iowa, the latter half of the doubleheader, which belong to to C-Bell, Joe Gibbs Racing, Bell, going into the off week with 4 wins this year. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, post-race edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer, the third, here with you guys tonight on this all of a sudden rain-filled evening here in Manhattan, Kansas, here as we are creeping up here officially on summertime, which is going to go down officially on Friday, and we're still, Big D, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not listening here in Kansas, rain's come up one more time, so got to deal with that as well. But hey, we're almost to the summertime, and yeah, this guy will be tremendously pleased that he'll be here, even though, yes, you still have threats of rain and whatnot. And, oh, by the way, as we're recording this tonight on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, we're under a tornado watch till 10 o'clock before I hopped on the mic here with you guys this evening. Social media, real quick, you can follow me at EG3_FastEddie. Again, at EG3_FastEddie. And, of course, 3-Wide NASCAR podcast is still doing the live giveaway. It is still going on, and it will still be in progress until we hit our goals, the goals of the giveaway, which I'll be giving away to Diecast once we hit 50 ratings, 5-star ratings on iTunes, and at least 10 reviews there as well. It definitely spreads the word of our podcast. Not trying to be famous or anything like that, but we have gotten a lot of listens here over the past month or so. And with the podcast that I've been putting down, episodes I've been putting down as of late, yeah, you better not miss a single episode of 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Please leave us a rating and a review. That is part of this giveaway. It definitely helps us out. And if you have been listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 for some time now, I encourage you to tell your friends about this podcast. Please, please get it out right now, because for the main part, it just gets the word out, and with all it blends us in with all the rest of the NASCAR podcasts that is recently out there as well. Obviously, the PE10 podcast celebrating 200 this week. The Lap Traffic podcast. Obviously, our neighbors, Loose Lugs, as well as many more. So, definitely add the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast to your peripheral of podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. So, there is that. Business has been taken care of as well. Big D's prepping the music here as we're about to go to intermission here in a few minutes here. So, like I said, Iowa, the action over there was pretty much dominant all day on Father's Day, Sunday. And then the bigger news that I'm saving, obviously, on the back end of this podcast tonight, came from the truck series. Not one, but 2 big news stories coming out of the day. All right, so let's just set this up, and we'll take an intermission break right here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. All right, so Ross Chastain, and I didn't watch the entire race. Obviously, I came home just before 20 laps to go. Ended up still watching the rest of it, back and forth between College World Series and the truck race, right? All right, so Ross Chastain, dominant. And you wouldn't fool me if, obviously, we know the stakes are high. Ross Chastain, a couple weeks ago, said, I don't want to race in Xfinity no more. I want to run for a championship in the Gannon Outdoor Truck Series, right? So he declared for truck points, and he was 20 out of getting the final spot in Xfinity, right? All right, so I did not expect this dominant performance from him. And yes, he finished 4th last year in this race. This race last year in the Xfinity Series, in my opinion, was a turning point, because, to be honest with you guys, I didn't know a damn thing about Ross Chastain really until this race last year in the Xfinity Series, where he stayed out of trouble and he was racing them boys hard in the Xfinity Series and came up with a top 5 finish, right? And then since then, he kept building on his resume. Obviously, he won a little dust up with Harvick and then in the 42 in the Xfinity Series for Ganassi, and then obviously his dominant win in Vegas last year, and then all that stuff with DC Solar, all that mess, and then Rob out of Xfinity ride, and then you land back with JD Motorsports. You've been running all three divisions up until this point, and you're still doing it. And it leads to this. Nice Motorsports, and then come to boot, Big D. I saw Ross Chastain win live at Kansas, one of the more determined drives I've seen in my lifetime. Ross Chastain wheeling that thing to victory. And along with that, that win at Kansas doesn't even count. So you got to get top 20 in points. Not only you do that, but you need to win to declare yourself eligible for the truck playoffs this fall, right? All right, so Ross Chastain, this I did not expect it. I expected a Moffitt, we'll get to in the back end of the break. Moffitt, I expected somebody else to go up there and dominate, but Ross Chastain, he started deep in the field somewhere in here, and we're going to switch the screen here now to the truck side of things here for a second. There we go. Down here. So obviously Ross Chastain started 19th in his race, and I thought, well, he ain't gonna be factory. He's still gonna get up here. He's going to get in the top 10 somewhere in there and battle his brains off like he usually does, which, hey, I don't have no problem with that. All right, that's the guy he is. He's old school. That's what I like about this cat. He old school, does his thing. He works hard his ass off and gets reserved that he's reserved, right? All right, so Ross Chastain from 19th wins stage one and wins stage two. This cat is checked out, man. And when I get on, turn the TV on, Ross is out to some 4 or 5 second lead on competition. And that was Brett Moffitt was second. Ross Chastain, right, goes on to win the race there. And originally, I don't have the numbers up here about how many laps he led, but obviously he led over, I think, 100 laps. I'm pretty sure he did. And then the break. Hey, wait for it. Here it comes, folks. For those of you who are listening for the first time, the rule this year in all series was if the winner did not pass post-tech, your win gets stripped away. And the second place winner, which I'm pretty sure he was inspected, you got a pass inspection, which Moffitt did. If second place does clear post-tech, you win the race. And that's what exactly happened for the first time. We had to wait until June to get this done. I shouldn't say get it done, but for this to happen, that's the right vocabulary. Brett Moffitt, hometown, home state, Brett Moffitt, score was declared the winner of this race. Ross Chastain, all that domination for nothing. Celebration, everything. Then you go to post-tech, and you and your team fails tech, and bam. You don't, all that for nothing. Stage was taken away, and now all that just got a little bit harder. Yes, you know, News and More Sports didn't have a statement go out on Twitter saying, hey, we're going to appeal this decision, which I have not heard anything about this appeal yet, and it's Tuesday night. So, I don't know if they're going to overturn this or not, but apparently, you know, I don't understand this for the longest of time that, okay, so your truck passes pre-tech, then after the race, you go through inspection again. If you're chosen, or if you win the race, which Chastain did at that time, you go through there again, and you fail it. I still don't understand it to this day. And I don't think nobody can. Because you're out there, the difference is, you're out there racing 30 other competitors out there on the racetrack. You're trying to beat your other guys out there in the racetrack. So that I just don't understand it. But this is huge consequences here for Ross Chastain. And I believe there's 7 more races left before the playoffs here. Let's switch it to the schedule here real quick. But yeah, this was a huge turnaround, and Brett Moffitt, he ain't won a damn thing yet this year. And to get a first win like that, unfortunate for him, you got to get your first win of the year based off a technicality that Ross Chastain's truck did not pass tech any M&M's 200 presented by Casey's General Store. Unreal. Now we're going to switch it to this. All right, so we have Gateway on Saturday night, 9 o'clock local time here. FS1, St. Louis, Chicagoland, Kentucky. You're back to Pocono, Eldora, Michigan, and you have Bristol finale. So that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 races to get the job done. And for what it's worth now, if that Nice Motorsports truck part, whether it's the 45 or the 44, which Ross ran the 44 last weekend, if those trucks come off the trailer like that, and you reverse your fortunes, and you get through tech, this guy can still get up there and make it done. But no question about that, this is a huge setback for Ross Chastain. But they're gonna keep, this team's gonna keep trucking. But no question about it, that's a big time heartbreak. And you can add that heartbreak to the latest of heartbreaks for Chastain here in almost over a year. The roller coaster ride continues for Ross Chastain. We're going to take an intermission right now. We got breaking news on the other side of this timeout. You're listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. We'll be back after this.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Welcome back to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 post-race reaction edition of Iowa, which was dominant on Father's Day. Exception of one thing, Ross Chastain's squad did not pass post-tech. Eddie Gruder III, here with the guys on this Tuesday night, June 18th, 2019, on this wet evening here in Manhattan, Kansas. As we're recording this here, Big D here as well. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, trucks, Xfinity, in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, which returns to Sonoma this weekend out in California. Breaking news happened a few hours ago, which this is a perfect transition to the other big nugget, because there wasn't much racing going on. So let's just be honest. I mean, there was action, but not a whole lot. There's a whole lot of domination. Obviously, I covered Chastain. Unfortunate situation. I mean, 7 races. I think he still has a chance, but just that setback there, your team not passing tech, that could come back to bite that team if they're not able to. They're going to get back. They're going to get to the top 20. I mean, they'll somehow get there. Ross will get there, but on the other side, that, you know, if you unload like that, what you did over the weekend in Iowa, you got a shot. But your team has to execute. Unfortunately, the tech line, the tech inspection didn't happen for that 44 Nice More Sports truck, Chevy Chevrolet. So, for a situation for him, and he's going to have to battle back. And we'll see the first test, if he can pass it, Saturday night in the truck series at Gateway. His first chance to try to redeem himself. Well, not actually redeem, but that organization need to redeem themselves for what happened, took place at Iowa, because that truck was in another zip code. Everybody else he left Moffitt, Infinger, Harrison Burton in the dust. And for that to happen, very unfortunate. But now to the breaking news, happened a couple weeks ago. Now, finally, guys, I'm going to get into it right now. You just heard our teaser there, the breaking news, Johnny Sauter, Austin Hill. It's been 25 minutes now, and I have not talked about this until now. Johnny Sauter, Austin Hill, this is where the breaking news comes in. The other big topic everybody's still talking about on Twitter, on my Twitter feed, and it's Tuesday night, Big D. Everybody's talking about it still, with everybody, and everybody has mixed emotions about the situation. All right, so let's set it up. And again, like I mentioned in the segment one, I did not see all the truck race, but Hill's name kept coming up repeatedly on the Twitter feed there. Actually, not Hill. Johnny Sauter's name came up repeatedly on the Twitter line. Why? Because of this. All right, if you did not see it, racing deal happened, and I don't know what lap occurred on, but Austin Hill, Johnny Sauter, Racing Hard, these two guys already locked in the playoffs, right? This set it up. Going into the turn three, and this is short track racing, right? Obviously. So this is short track move. Austin Hill try to get underneath. And I guess these guys were going at it for a while, whatnot. But Sauter, ahead of Hill at this time, Hill gets into the left back rear end of the 13 Thor Sport truck. Sends Sauter up the wall. Caution comes out. This is where it gets spicy. Alright. So during caution laps, Sauter is in fumes, right? And all of a sudden this 13 truck, the green truck, and you can't hide. There's nowhere to hide with that type of cover truck right there. Steams goes straight for Austin Hill, turns him around in a turn two wall. And he wasn't done yet. And then as Hill's truck goes sliding down to turn two, Sauter rams, and I don't think this is the right word, but I'm going to call it like it is anyways. Sauter rams the driver's door of Hill, finishes him off pretty much that way. NASCAR parks Johnny Sauter, a champion in the sport. And we learned a couple hours ago, this is the other big debate. On Twitter right now, still going on. Sauter, Scott Miller, NASCAR benches Johnny Sauter. He is suspended. He will be suspended for the race Saturday at St. Louis. So no Johnny Sauter for the race out in Gateway on Saturday. Woo! And this is not even a playoff situation. This is in the regular season. Austin Hill afterwards. And Big D, you should pull up these quotes here. From what also I want to get into what he said here. If he can do that, that would be awesome. So Austin Hill obviously was not thrilled about that. And Austin Hill, I haven't seen him physically enough. Obviously, you know, took this truck series by storm by winning the race at Daytona earlier this year. So and all right, so As we get down to it here, all right. So while he's still looking forward here, he had some interesting quotes here about Sauter, and Austin Hill was still not happy about the incident. And from my take is, Johnny Sauter, I know it's in the moment and everything else, and Johnny Sauter, he better be lucky he's in plum mode right now, because with that win at Dover last month. Because he don't win that. If he doesn't have a win, this is a huge hit in the points. He better be counting his chickens tonight that it's not worse than what it actually is in this thing. But you have, I don't know, from a Sauter standpoint, you got to know better. And, yeah, again, it might be heat in the moment. Sometimes you get overflowed with emotion and whatnot. But I might have explained this before about using cars as a weapon, things like that. And the last time we saw this type of action, Kyle Busch on Ron Hornaday, when Ron Hornaday was battling for a championship, no less, Kyle Busch at that, Kyle Busch in there, in this, running it just to try to win the race as usual here. And this is Case saying, we're coming empty on the comments, but yeah, so yeah, we're trying to talk at the same time at whatnot, but yeah, he has some interesting quotes on here, and we can't find it right now. Maybe we'll hop on to somebody else's, try to find someone else's Twitter timeline here and see if we can find those comments. But you're a starter. You got to know better in that situation. You're the veteran in the sport, and you got to be smarter than that. And he's very lucky this is only one, because this could have been a lot worse situation. Scott Miller says, you know, we assess the situation and we follow his right to basically suspend him for his actions right there. And again, this proves my thought right here. Ron Marcus Limonis, or what, I might have butchered his last name, whatever. So we're gonna go to this quote right here. All right, so on this incident right here, Sauter versus Hill. You're listening to the 3-Watt NASCAR podcast. Thanks for joining me tonight on this post race action edition of the podcast. Totally unacceptable behavior. Run hard, turn hard, push the limit, but find a clear line between right and wrong. It was cross. Not my call. It's good that it's not. So, yeah, obviously we're looking at the GIF right here. And then Johnny Sauter decides to pile on the situation right there. Not very smart at all with the whole situation there between Sauter and Austin Hill. Austin Hill, these guys were... Austin Hill was not too pleased there. So these guys were kind of going hard. And it'd be interesting to see, moving forward, once Johnny Sauter returns from his suspension, how these guys are going to race. I'm pretty sure they're going to be... NASCAR will definitely keep an eye on these guys from here on out. But that's a forced situation for a veteran and a champion of the sport to cross the line, which he did. And... now you pay the consequences for it. And I have not listened to any of the shows yet, which from their action, which I'm curious to hear, as I'll be going on a mini vacation this weekend. But yeah, definitely, and you do not want to put yourself in a situation like that, especially if you're going to do something like that. And so we'll have to see what happens there. And of course, going back to the 44 situation from over the weekend, the Truck Series director Brad Moran with the 44, the result, front end extremely too low on the front end, and so that was really the main reason why they did not pass tech right there, because of that situation. So, very unfortunate for those guys. But yeah, Johnny Sauter, Austin Hill. Hill won that battle, turned him around, and then Sauter basically lost this battle with retaliation on the racetrack. And then driving in the driver's door, putting Hill in danger more risk than not. It's basically unexcusable at this juncture of the season here. So, yeah, we can't not find those comments. Yeah, he had interesting comments that I want to talk about, but apparently it's not there anymore, so we'll have to move on from there. But yeah, folks, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. We're trying to do two things at once, trying to find those comments that Austin Hill, but pretty much we'll just sum it up for him. He was pissed that Johnny Sauter would do that to him like that, so definitely interesting storyline to move forward, and these guys are in playoff mode. I should say playoff mode, in the playoffs right now as we speak. So definitely going forward with this situation. We go to the top 10 results with the 44 not passing post take. Brett Moffitt getting his first win of the year in the M&M's 200 presented by Casey's. Top 10 here, Todd Gillen, Raphael Lessard finished, come home in ninth position. Chandler Smith started on pole due to weather messing up qualifying. Weather was a havoc on Saturday, which is why the race got pushed to Sunday early afternoon. Matt Crafton finished 7th, Sheldon Creed 6th, Stuart Friesen come home in the top 5 for that team. A lot of people thought Stuart Friesen would be much of a factor. Instead, it was Ross Chastain up until the post-race penalty. Grant Infiger, another top 5 for him, and 4th, Harrison Burton, mentioned in segment 1, coming home in a top 5 in Xfinity, finishes off in the 3rd place for the 18 for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Ben Rhodes, quietly in a 2nd spot there, moving up from the Chastain penalty, and Brett Moffitt cashing in win number 1 via Chastain penalty there in the Truck Series. And next time, those guys will be on track, like I keep saying here tonight, on the post-race edition of the podcast, Car Shield 200 presented by CK Power from St. Louis. Saturday night, 9 local time right here in the state of Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, 10 o'clock Eastern time. MRN has coverage of that on the radio. If you're not able to get it, it's a late one, folks. FS1 has coverage. And I want to go to the Cup side for a moment. The last time the Cup Series was on track, Joey Logano, continuing that domination theme tonight, was absolutely stout in his win at Michigan. He looks to continue to roll that momentum into the road course race, the first road course race of the year. Toyota Save Mart 350, Mark Trish Jr., defending winner there. He looking to go back-to-back, looking to get his 3rd win at that racetrack. But there's a new element to that racetrack with a new unveiling. I should say new. The unveiling of the, I believe it's the chicane, right? I want to say it's the chicane. Let's just roll with it. The chicane. Unveiling of the back, the chicane. So more elevation changes to that racetrack. Woo! This is going to be really, really interesting and fun to watch. Coverage on FS1 doing double duty this weekend with the trucks and Cup. Xfinity is off. 2 o'clock local time start, 3 o'clock Eastern time on FS1. And I'm sure we'll be talking about a little bit more because we're going to be on 3 times this week on a 3-hour NASCAR podcast. Why? All right, it's because 1, if you have not listened to this already, the Brooks Store interview is now up. Posted it late last night. So that's up and running. Please go check that out and tell your friends. That was a great conversation we had with Brooke Pratt of this year's Drive for Adversity Class of 19. Check that out. Of course, we got the post-race reaction from Iowa, which is going on right now, which will be up tomorrow night. And we got confirmation of our guests talking Sonoma later this week as well. So that's going to be posted. We're not saving it till next week, obviously, because we have another interview to post next Monday night as well. Looking forward to that. So a lot of things going on. It's an EG3 3-wide podcast. Why not? So 3-wide literally this week. Catch us 3 times. We already posted our first episode of the week. Look out for this podcast to go up tomorrow night, as usual, on Wednesdays. And can't wait to talk with our special guests. And I'm going to leave it just like that. We'll talk Sonoma as well. Looking forward to that conversation later on this week. You'll see the 3-wide NASCAR probably with EG3. Just a few more minutes on this podcast. And now, switching gears to the points real quick. And then I'll hand out EG3 stickers to wrap it up, since I did not do that last week. So double EG3 helmet stickers here to cap off the podcast here tonight. All right. And we got the right screen now. So Grant Imminger extended his points lead by huge margin. Now 47 over teammate Matt Crafton. Stuart Friesen only two back of the 88. Brett Moffitt. So all these cars are under a blanket from 2 to 5th. Moffitt, and you go back to Ben Rhodes in 5th spot right there. So right there, 2 through 5 close in the point standings right now. But Grant Imminger running away with that one right now. And of course, like I said, Moffitt now, highlight him, Big D. He's in locked in the playoffs right now. And of course, the other two rivalries, the rivalry continue will continue with I'm just hyping up right now. Johnny Sauter suspended for this gateway race this weekend. Austin Hill, virtue of his win at Daytona. And we go to this cutoff line. Harrison Burton finished up solidly in the top five, extended his gap to Todd Gilliland, his teammate. So Todd Gilliland still out of the picture. Sheldon Creed right there, and Worm won't go back past that because the next guy behind him, Tyler Dippel, way out of range unless something crazy happens with the next seven races. We're looking at a two-car truck battle to get in that final playoff spot unless Harrison Burton has your own competition has issues, which Kyle Busch already called Gillen and Burton out. Gillen called out Gillen few times already this year. Gilliland did come home in the top 10 position. So a lot of things going to be really interesting moving forward. We don't know the replacement right now for Johnny Sauter as we record this right now for Gateway. So that's going to be interesting to follow that situation up. So a huge loss for a third sport racer on that end. Johnny Sauter not using his head there in that instance. But like I keep promoting here, look out for these two moving forward here. Especially, these two are already locked into the playoffs. And like I said earlier, Austin Hill, big boy Georgia man. Not going to put up with that mess. And like I did not catch this battle live, folks. I did not catch this battle live. Went on Twitter a little while, just after a half hour, got home to see the replays of this battle. So I would assume that this battle was happening for quite some time before Hill got frustrated with Sauter and put him in the wall, and then Sauter fumingly took care of business and then finished him off with another bang hit to the driver's door of the 16 truck. So Sauter, breaking news here on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast, Sauter suspended for Gateway this weekend. And again, like I said earlier here a while back, tonight, Sauter better be pretty fortunate that he's locked in on a win, or that this could have been worse than it actually is. There were rumblings on Twitter and whatnot that he should have been suspended more than a race and whatnot. But this is the perfect punishment right here, in my opinion. Here, suspended for one race here, no more, no less. So Sauter will be watching the Gateway race from home this weekend. This is the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. And all right, finally, folks, ladies and gentlemen, I did not do this last week, so I apologize. Got so wrapped up when I was talking about, did not get the EG3 stickers last week. So we're doing double the fun to close out this podcast here tonight as I switch over get my notes out here real quick from Michigan last week. So all right, if you're wondering about lap track fantasy, I picked Harrison Burton and Noah Gregson this week. I don't know where I'm standing. I have not checked where I'm at overall for segment two, for that matter, in the lap track fantasy standings at this time. So sometime tonight, I'll check it out, and I'll get you caught up on that on the post-race edition next week, talking Sonoma and Gateway next week. But both drivers did finish in the top 10. I was definitely lucky to have Noah Gregson finish where he finished because he had issues early, and I thought I was screwed again. But Gregson, he had a fast car, got the points that I was shooting for, so there was that as well. So definitely got lucky on there. So see what happens this weekend in that category. 3Y EG3 stickers from 2 weeks ago, Texas, Greg Biffle, Tyler Ingram, Corey Roper, Noah Gregson, Brandon Jones, Harrison Burton, EG3 helmet sticker. They're in the Cup Series. There, I had Kurt Busch, Daniel Suarez, and Ryan Newman, EG3 helmet stickers. And Big D's Arnold mentioned Tyler Reddick, EG3 helmet stickers there from a couple weeks ago. Now you go fast forward to this week from Iowa, which was Domination Sunday at Iowa, Newton, Iowa there, in the trucks. As I scroll, as I screw down here, Harrison Burton, again, EG3 helmet sticker. Chandler Smith in that 51 for Kyle Busch Motorsports had a heck of a day there, EG3 helmet sticker. And Raphael Lazar, EG3 helmet sticker right there for him this week. And over to the Xfinity side of things here, I gave mine to Christopher Bell, EG3 helmet sticker. Zane Smith, EG3 helmet sticker as well. And I'm giving my other, like my last one of the night, Michael Annette, EG3 helmet sticker. And hey, how about this? I'll mention from Big D, Harrison. Wait, hang on, I already gave mine. Wait, you can't do that. Okay, now we got also, how about, and right on the spot, give it to me. Yes, Justin Allgaier from Big D. Honorable mention this week in the Xfinity Series. Allgaier had a strong run, coming from 14th to finish 3rd in the CircuitCity.com 250. That was a mouthful this week on EG3 helmet stickers on a 3-wide NASCAR podcast. Harrison Burton, Chandler Smith, Raphael Lazard, Michael Annette, Zane Smith, and the Dominator, C. Bell, EG3 helmet stickers with the Arnold mentioned Justin Allgaier, EG3 helmet stickers this week here on a 3-wide NASCAR podcast. And with that, Big D, let's wrap this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for this edition of 3-wide NASCAR podcast here tonight from Manhattan, Kansas. I'm Eddie Greer. Big shout out to Big D again. Thanks for coming over and doing your thing like you had. Like you've always done. Thank you for doing that. Thank you guys for listening to tonight's post-race edition from Iowa, where action was fierce on the truck side, and if you want to look at it that way. But at the end of the day, Father's Day weekend turned into Father's Day Domination. Christopher Bell putting on a clinic in the Xfinity Series, and Brett Moffitt gets a ticket via Nice Motorsports for failing tech. Brett Moffitt, winner in a truck series race at Iowa. And again, a gateway for the trucks this weekend, which we will not see Johnny Sauter suspended for his actions against Austin Hill. Again, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Tell your friends. For now, Big D, we're signing out. We're out of here. Thanks for listening to 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Leave us a rating and review. We out.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going.